Chapter 79. That she become two people, and looked behind, as if she were in the act of being embraced by one of the old patrol. All these arrangements made, she lighted the rushlight, coiled herself up on her couch, and went to sleep. Ghostly and dark the room became, and full of lowering shadows. The distant noises in the streets were gradually hushed. The house was quiet as a sepulcher. The dead of night was coffined in the silent city. Oh, weary, weary hour! Oh, haggard mind, groping darkly through the past, incapable of detaching itself from the miserable present, dragging its heavy chain of care through imaginary feasts and revels, and scenes of awful pomp, seeking but a moment's rest among the long-forgotten haunts of childhood, and the resorts of yesterday, and dimly finding fear and horror everywhere. Oh, weary, weary hour! What were the wanderings of Cain to these? Still, without a moment's interval, the burning head tossed to and fro. Still, from time to time, fatigue, impatience, suffering, and surprise, found utterance upon that rack, and plainly too, though never once in words. At length, in the solemn hour of midnight, he began to talk, waiting awfully for answers sometimes, as though invisible companions were about his bed, and so replying to their speech and questioning again. Mrs. Gamp awoke, and sat up in her bed, presenting on the wall the shadow of a gigantic night constable, struggling with a prisoner. "Come, hold your tongue," apostrophe she cried, in sharp reproof. "Don't make none of that noise here." Apostrophe, there was no alteration in the face, or in the incessant motion of the head, but he talked on wildly. "Ah, apostrophe, apostrophe," said Mrs. Gamp, coming out of the chair with an impatient shiver, "I thought I was asleep and too pleasant to last. The devil's in the night, I think, it's turned so chilly. Apostrophe, apostrophe, don't drink so much." "Apostrophe, apostrophe," cried the sick man. "You'll ruin us all. Don't you see how the fountain sinks? Look at the mark, where the sparkling water was just now." "Apostrophe, apostrophe, sparkling water, indeed." "Apostrophe, apostrophe," said Mrs. Gamp. "I'll have a sparkling cup of tea, I think. I wish you'd hold your noise." Apostrophe, he burst into a laugh, which, being prolonged, fell off into a dismal wail. Checking himself, with fierce inconstancy he began to count fast. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Apostrophe, 1, 2, buckle my shoe, apostrophe, said Mrs. Gamp, who was now on her knees, lighting the fire. 3, 4, shut the door, I wish you'd shut your mouth, young man. 5, 6, picking up sticks. If I'd got a few handy, I should have the kettle boiling all the sooner. Apostrophe, awaiting this desirable consummation, she sat down so close to the fender, which was a high one, that her nose rested upon it, and for some time she drowsily amused herself by sliding that feature backwards and forwards along the brass top, as far as she could, without changing her position to do it. She maintained, all the while, a running commentary upon the wanderings of the man in bed. "That makes 521 men, all dressed alike, and with the same distortion on their faces, that have passed in at the window, and out at the door," apostrophe he cried, anxiously. "Look there. 522, 23, 24. Do you see them?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, ah. "I see 'em," apostrophe said Mrs. Gamp. "All the whole kit of 'em numbered like hackney coaches, and they?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, "touch me. Let me be sure of this. Touch me. Apostrophe, you'll take your next draft when I've made the kettle bile," apostrophe retorted Mrs. Gamp, composedly, "and you'll be touched then. You'll be touched up too, if you don't take it quiet." Apostrophe, 528, 529, 530. "Look here. Apostrophe, what's the matter now?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Mrs. Gamp. "They're coming four abreast, each man with his arm entwined in the next man's, and his hand upon his shoulder. What's that upon the arm of every man, and on the flag? Apostrophe, apostrophe, spiders, crabs, apostrophe, said Mrs. Camp. Crepe. Black crepe. Good God. Why do they wear it outside? Apostrophe, would you have them carry black crepe in their insides? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mrs. Camp retorted. Hold your noise, hold your noise. Apostrophe, the fire beginning by this time to impart a grateful warmth, Mrs. Camp became silent, gradually rubbed her nose more and more slowly along the top of the fender, and fell into a heavy doze. She was awakened by the room ringing, as she fancied, with a name she knew. Chuzzlewit. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the sound was so distinct and real, and so full of agonized entreaty, that Mrs. Camp jumped up in terror, and ran to the door. She expected to find the passage filled with people, come to tell her that the house in the city had taken fire. But the place was empty, not a soul was there. She opened the window, and looked out. Dark, dull, dingy, and desolate housetops. As she passed to her seat again, she glanced at the patient. Just the same, but silent. Mrs. Camp was so warm now, that she threw off the watchman's coat, and fanned herself. It seemed to make the worry bottles ring, apostrophe she said. What could I have been a-dreaming of? That dratted Chuffy, I'll be bound. Apostrophe, the supposition was probable enough. At any rate, a pinch of snuff, and the song of the steaming kettle, quite restored the tone of Mrs. Camp's nerves, which were none of the weakest. She brewed her tea, made some buttered toast, and sat down at the tea board, with her face to the fire. When once again, in a tone more terrible than that which had vibrated in her slumbering ear, these words were shrieked out. Chuzzlewit. Jonas. No. Apostrophe, Mrs. Camp dropped the cup she was in the act of raising to her lips, and turned round with a start that made the little tea board leap. The cry had come from the bed. It was bright morning the next time Mrs. Camp looked out of the window, and the sun was rising cheerfully. Lighter and lighter grew the sky, and noisier the streets. And high into the summer air uprose the smoke of newly kindled fires, until the busy day was broad awake. Mrs. Prigg relieved punctually, having passed a good night at her other patients. Mr. Westlock came at the same time, but he was not admitted, the disorder being infectious. The doctor came too. The doctor shook his head. It was all he could do, under the circumstances, and he did it well. What sort of a night, nurse? Apostrophe, apostrophe, restless, sir, apostrophe, said Mrs. Camp. Talk much? Apostrophe, apostrophe, middling, sir, apostrophe, said Mrs. Camp. Nothing to the purpose, I suppose? Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh bless you, no, sir. Only jargon. Apostrophe, well. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the doctor, we must keep him quiet. Keep the room cool, give him his drafts regularly, and see that he's carefully looked to. That's all. Apostrophe, and as long as Mrs. Prigg and me waits upon him, sir, no fear of that, apostrophe, said Mrs. Camp. I suppose, apostrophe, observed Mrs. Prigg, when they had curtsied the doctor out, there's nothing new? Apostrophe, apostrophe, nothing at all, my dear, apostrophe, said Mrs. Camp. He's rather wearing in his talk from making up a lot of names, elseways you needn't mind him. Apostrophe, oh, I shan't mind him, apostrophe, Mrs. Prigg returned. I have something else to think of. Apostrophe, I pays my debts tonight, you know, my dear, and comes afore my time, apostrophe, said Mrs. Camp. But, Betsy Prigg speaking with great feeling, and laying her hand upon her arm, try the cowcomers. God bless you. Apostrophe, apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.